District attorneys are investigating the allegations. The legislature is providing lawyers for employees under investigation, even though Attorney General Jim Doyle says that's illegal. Newspapers filed a lawsuit seeking the names of employees whose lawyers' fees are being paid by taxpayers. An attorney for the Assembly Chief Clerk asked the judge to subpoena reporters' notes and to issue a gag order against newspapers editorializing on the issue. Nearly $500,000 have been spent on lawyers, and Democrats introduced a resolution calling for review of their bills by the state auditor. Democratic Representative Tom Hebel of Sun Prairie charged that Speaker Scott Jensen is responsible for the lawyers' motions. Jensen said that's false and claimed he has proof that a state employee worked for Hebel's campaign on state time.
There was a state legislative aide who was assigned to your race, who worked on your race day after day after day. And I have the employment records for that legislative staffer.
Jensen threatened to give his evidence to the district attorney. Hebel replied.
So here we have him coming up here saying I smeared him. So what does he do? He smears me. He says, here, Joe McCarthy. I got it all here. Joe McCarthy.
Hebel noted that Jensen's top aide has been granted immunity in the probe of campaigning by employees.
I think the days are counting. I think the ballot for a new speaker is probably at the printer's office.
After that, the assembly recessed for nearly 3 hours to cool off. Then, after more debate, a Democratic motion to take up the resolution immediately failed. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.